Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud. And in the Vilna source of daf, it's about a third of the way through Yud Zayin Amud Aleph with the words Yom Tov Shu Samach LaShabbos. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now let's remember that the Mishnah taught that if one had D'mai and forgot to Meiser it before Shabbos, he's allowed to ask the Amaretz that he had purchased it from if it was Meisered, and then he could eat on Shabbos, obviously provided the Amaretz told him that he Meisered it. However, as we had said, this Hatar only applies to Shabbos. Once Matzah Shabbos comes around, he's not allowed to eat this produce anymore until he meisters it. Sanak Mar says Yontif Shusamach LaShabbos. Let's say we have Yontif that's right next to Shabbos, Ben Milfaneh, Ben Milacharel, whether it's before it or afterwards, meaning Yontif's on Friday or on Sunday, V'chein Shnei Yom Tavim Shagalias, or when we're talking about the 2 days of Yontif that people keep in Chutz La'aretz. So in both of these scenarios, we have two holy days, one after another, Yontif and Shabbos, or just Yontif. And this fellow of ours asked Amar Arts on the first day, the question is he allowed to eat this produce on the second day? So the Gemara continues, Ma'ad Amar Kedusha Achasi. According to Ma'ad Amar, that when we have 2 days of Kedusha right next to each other, that's considered like one long Kedusha, Eichel, so he's allowed to eat it, because it's like one day. But Ma'ad Amar Shnei Kedusha is saying, according to Ma'ad Amar, when we have two holy days next to each other, that's considered like two separate Kedushas, it's two separate individual holy days, and it's not one long day, Eino Eichels, and he wouldn't be allowed to eat on the second day. This dispensation that we're talking about, that he has his heter to go to the Amar Arts and ask him if he mastered it, and then eat this Demai produce, is only for one day. It's not for 2 days. So according to his Manda Amr, the 2 days of Yontif, or Shabbos and then Yontif, is considered two Kedushas, so he wouldn't be allowed to eat this the second day. But then the Gemara backtracks and says it's not so. Afilu Manda Amr Shnei Kedushas, saying, even according to Manda Amr, that when we have two holy days next to each other, that's considered like two completely separate Kedushas, still Eichel, he's allowed to eat this produce on the second day. And why is that? Because Achloi Nir al-Asrbein Tayim, he simply didn't have time to take off Meister in between. The reason why he's not allowed to eat this produce on Matzah Shabbos, on regular Shabbos, is because now that it's after Shabbos, he's able to Meister it, so he's not allowed eat the produce until he meisters it. But when we're dealing with Shabbos into Yontif, or Yontif into Shabbos, or Yontif into Yontif, he's not able to meister it in between the first and second day because it goes straight from one day to another. So even according to Manda Amr, that's Shtei Kedushas, he'd be allowed to continue eating this produce. And the Gemara continues, Vitani Ken, who was taught like this in a Braisa, Shaila B'Yontif, if he asked him on Yontif, Eichel B'Shabbos, he could eat it on Shabbos if Shabbos is right after Yontif, B'Shabbos, Eichel B'Yontif. And if he asked him on Shabbos, he's allowed to eat it on Yontif if Yontif comes after Shabbos. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yonah says, B'Shem Reb Ze'era, Tiftar, where he explains this halacha that we've been discussing, only when we're talking about produce that he was relying on eating already Erev Shabbos. But in regards to produce that he never intended on eating Erev Shabbos, that's not what we're talking about. Which means the only time that we say he's allowed to go to the Amaretz and ask him, did you take off Meiser? And then when he says yes, he's allowed to rely on that and eat those pears on Shabbos. It's only when he had in mind Erev Shabbos, I'm really excited, I'm going to eat these cucumbers on Shabbos. And then he simply forgot to take Meiser off of them. However, if before Shabbos, he never had in mind that he's going to eat them on Shabbos, which means that he prepared other produce for himself, and on Shabbos he woke up and he's like, oh hey, look at this, I have some cucumbers in my fridge, let me go ask Amar if he took off Meiser. That's something he's not allowed to do. And Amar of Manor says, Milan Drabon Misain Rabbiana Abba. The following memor is a raya for Rabbiana, my father. Titanin Taman, we learned in a mission over there, Hamadras Khaver Shiachal Etzloy, a person whose mother is friend to eat by him, Fuhu Ainam Aminoy al Maestres, and he doesn't trust him in regards to Maestres. So over here we're talking about Reuven and Shimon. Reuven tells Shimon, Shimon, you better eat at my house this Shabbos, and if you don't come to eat at my house, I'm being madr you, you're not gonna have any benefit from my nechassim. So we see that Reuven's really serious about this. However, Shimon doesn't trust Reuven that he took off Meiser properly because Reuven's an Am Aretz. So what's Shimon supposed to do over here? Rabbi Yani says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, B'Shabbos al Prut Gamya, Hitir Pnei Eva. If this is the Shabbos al Prut Gamya, this is allowed because of Eva. Now what's Shabbos al Prut Gamya? So this is what we would call Shabbos Shavu Brachas. This was the first Shabbos after Reuven's child got engaged. He was making Shabbos Shavu Brachas. He bumped into his friend Shimon in Shul. He says, Shimon, you're coming over to my house for the Suda today. It's Shabbos Shavu Brachas. You have to come. It's in this situation that Shimon's allowed to go to Reuven's house and enjoy the meal, obviously as long as Reuven told him that he took off Meiser from all the food, but this is in order to prevent Avon or to prevent hatred or anger and animosity in between these two people, so Shimon's allowed to go over Reuven's house. Now here's the raya, B'Shabbos al Prut Gamya, Lo Beperes Shenis Chadai Ta'alein Me'erev Shabbos Hi. This Shabbos Shavu Brachas case is not a situation where he was relying on eating this food Erev Shabbos. Shimon had no idea that he was going to be invited to the Shabbos Shavu Brachas, and Lo Amar El B'Nei Eva. They only said that Shimon's allowed to eat by the Shabbos Shavu Brachas because of Eva, in order to prevent this animosity between him and Reuven. And in this particular situation, even though Shimon did not have intention to eat here before Shabbos, he's allowed to eat there on Shabbos, again, as long as the Amaretz Reuven told him, don't worry, I took off Meiser. But in a standard case where a person didn't have intention to eat this produce before Shabbos, and on Shabbos he decides, hey, I want to have this Demai produce, let me go ask the Amaretz, in that situation, the Chacham did not allow it. The Gemara Lam Talam Beis on top continues, Sha'olei B'Shabbos Hari Shoyna, let's say he asked him on the first Shabbos, meaning he went to the Amaretz and he asked him, did you take Meiser off? And he says yes. And then V'loi Ba, he didn't end up eating the produce. Now, according to many, we take out the words of Loi Ba because it doesn't necessarily make a difference whether or not he ate the produce, because really the Ikar over here is talking about the next Shabbos. Shabbos. Hashniya, the second Shabbos, lo yachal ad she'aser, oy ad she'shalenu, he's not allowed to eat this produce until he takes ma'aser off of it or until he asks the Am Haaretz again. Meaning this heter of asking the Am Haaretz and being allowed to eat this produce on Shabbos is only for this Shabbos. If he still has some of this produce next Shabbos and he didn't take off ma'aser yet, he's not allowed to eat it unless he asks the Am Haaretz again. Ask the Gemara, v'leik far shalu, didn't he already ask him? It's not going to help asking him again, because what do you think, that the Am Haaretz is going to say, oh, actually, I didn't take ma'aser off. If last week he said he took ma'aser off, he's not going to change his mind, and if anything, he's going to get upset at him. What are you asking me for? Of course I took ma'aser off. So what do you gain by asking again? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he answers, taman, over there, meaning on the first Shabbos, b'hu d'shal nafshei, that's referring to the person asking for himself. B'ram hacha, but over here, meaning on the second Shabbos, b'hu d'shal chayrin aloi, that's referring to somebody else asking for him. Meaning now when we're talking about the second Shabbos already, you're right, he should not go to ask. He should send his friend to ask the Am Haaretz, and that way he's able to get a straight answer out of the Am Haaretz. Now Rabbi Yehuda Bayer, Rabbi Yehuda presented the following, mahu shishalenu, how is he supposed to ask him? Meaning when he goes to the Am Haaretz, even on the first Shabbos, just to ask him, hey, did you take ma'aser off? How is he supposed to ask him? If he asks him straight up, did you take ma'aser off? So the Am Haaretz is going to get all flustered, and he might say, what, you suspect him of not taking off ma'aser? And perhaps he's going to lie. So Rabbi Yehuda answers, derech ha'kalasain, he should ask in a roundabout way. Now what does that mean, asking in a roundabout way? So here the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yehuda kedat Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitasai, because Rabbi Yehuda zavan chiti min debar chakula, Rabbi Yehuda bought some wheat from a bar chakula, which means a simple farmer. Obviously, in Am Haaretz, it doesn't take off ma'aser. Now, Rabbi Yehuda forgot to take off ma'aser before Shabbos, so on Shabbos, he goes to his fellow, Nafak al-Gabe, he went to him, Amar Leh, he told the farmer, Loidan al-Chashad l'cha, it's not that I suspect you of not taking off ma'aser. El, begin to zavnis mina chitin, except that when I went to buy wheat from you, v'chamis uchosalach, and I saw that there were so many people around you buying wheat. V'amris, I said to myself, Dilmudan shise mitakna, perhaps he forgot to take off ma'aser. Mitakin havyon, is it all fixed up? Did you take off ma'aser? Meaning he didn't come in an attacking way. Did you take ma'aser off of this produce? He told him, Of course I trust you. Of course you probably did take off ma'aser. It's just that I saw that there were so many people there. I figured you're so busy that maybe you forgot. He continued pressuring him, meaning he kept on asking him, are you sure? Maybe this, maybe that, perhaps you forgot. Meaning he approached it from many different angles and avenues to try to get this fellow to realize that he trusts him, but maybe he forgot to take off ma'aser. So Amar Leh, the fellow told himself, what, do I want to be suspect in his eyes? Let me just tell him, yeah, I forgot to take off ma'aser, and that way I'll be trusted next time. And this way, Rabbi Yehuda was able to get a true answer out of him without him feeling up against the wall and attacked. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to explain our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.